Something important for families of 3 to 5 year olds in the Coldwater School District is happening on Tuesday at Max Larson Elementary. It is the annual Learning Fair, a free event for parents and their kids. Joining us on the line to talk about that is Judy Krasminski from the Branch County United Way Executive Director, because you guys are one of the sponsors of this, Judy. I guess maybe why United Way in a tie-in of something like this? That for kids and their families.
Part of the new work of the United Way, Ken, is one of our objectives is to make sure that every kid gets to school ready to learn. One of the first things we did was we introduced the Dolly Parton Imagination Library, which was a literacy initiative, but this really fit with what it is that the United Way is trying to do in changing the community, because it helps to help parents understand what they need to do to have their child ready for school in the fall.
Okay, so what kinds of things actually will happen then at the Learning Fair? It runs from 5:30 to 7:30 at Max Larson.
There are actually two parts to the Learning Fair. The first part is a community fair, and that's set up like a health fair style with tables in the gymnasium area where parents can come and find out resources that are available to them in the community. Things like the Coldwater PEDS and the Coldwater Board of Public Utilities, the Branch District Library, the MSU Extension and the WECAN program. Lots of different organizations will be set up to talk about resources available to kids and have some fun activities for the kids. And then there are also classrooms set up where kindergarten teachers will be running classrooms in gross motor skills and letters and name recognition and those kind of things, so kids can get an idea of what a classroom is going to be like and actually have a chance to meet the teachers.
All right. And parents then a chance to maybe get some questions answered about, you know, whether their child's ready or not, what they should be doing to get their child ready?
They will actually get the Passport to Success, which has lots and lots of activities and things they can be working on with their children over the summer to help make sure they are ready. They'll also have Head Start and kindergarten registration sign up at the event. So if they haven't signed up to register their child for school in the fall, they'll have an opportunity to do that.
All right. A lot of sponsors, as you said, a part of this, but also sponsors are helping to provide with free food as well.
We will be feeding everyone. The Branch ISD is helping with that. ConAgra donated all of the hot dogs for us. The United Way is taking care of some of the food. So we've got a lot of great sponsors helping make sure every child gets a healthy meal as well.
All right. 5:30 to 7:30. Again, that's on Tuesday, April 1st at the Learning Fair at Max Larson Elementary in Coldwater, and a joint event brought to you by the preschool partnership of Branch County Head Start, Coldwater Community Schools, of course, the Bronson and Quincy, they've had their fairs too. Branch Intermediate School District, a Great Start Readiness Program, and Branch County United Way, a part of this as well. Hopefully a big turnout. Last year, I know there was a big turnout and a lot of excitement over that, Judy, wasn't there?
It was a lot of fun last year. It's a lot of fun to see kids come in and see a school for the first time, get on a school bus for the first time. It's great to see parents. Last year, one of the things we introduced was we talked about screen time and using learning apps instead of game apps on your phone, and how to engage your kids in learning through your phone rather than using it as a tool for them to play on. So lots of really great things going on, and we'd like to encourage every parent to get out and see what we have to offer.
All right, Tuesday night, April 1st at Max Larson Elementary. Judy, thanks for checking in with us this morning, and good luck with the Learning Fair, all right?
Thanks, Ken.
Appreciate it. Judy Krasminski from the Branch County United Way with us this morning.